Cape Talk.
The US Report.
The US Report with Adrian Bruni, all the way from Manhattan, New York. A very sad good morning to you, Adrian. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Abs. I'm doing okay. Still a little shocked by the news in Texas, but, reporting it on, as it comes in.
And talking about that, please give us the latest update.
Sure. A gunman clad in black and wearing a ballistic vest, also carrying an assault rifle, opened fire on parishioners on Sunday at a Sunday service at a small Baptist church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, killing at least 26 people and turning the tiny town just east of San Antonio into the scene of the country's latest mass gun horror, actually. Devin Kelly, whom police have identified as a shooter, was previously a member of the U.S. Air Force working in logistics readiness at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico from 2010 until his recent discharge. He started shooting not long after the Sunday morning service began at 11 a.m., and within minutes, many of those inside the small church were either dead or wounded, including several children, a pregnant woman, and the pastor's 14-year-old daughter. It was the deadliest mass shooting in Texas history, and at least 20 more people were wounded. So this shooting was slightly different than many of the others in that a neighbor of the church grabbed his own rifle and engaged Kelly, who jumped in his vehicle and fled. When police spotted the vehicle a short time later, they saw him inside dead of a bullet wound. They still don't know if that is self-inflicted or if the neighbor who went in pursuit of Kelly actually killed him. So they're still sort of sorting this out. I have for you a clip of Martin Freeman of the Texas Department of Public Safety now.
At approximately 11:20 this morning, a suspect was seen at a Valero gas station in Sutherland Springs, Texas. He was dressed in all black. That suspect crossed the street to the church, exited his vehicle, and began firing at the church. That suspect then moved to the right side of the church and continued to fire. That suspect entered the church and continued to fire. As he exited the church, a local resident grabbed his rifle and engaged that suspect. The suspect dropped his rifle, which was a Ruger AR assault-type rifle, and fled from the church. Our local citizen pursued the suspect at that time. A short time later, as law enforcement responded, that suspect, right at the Wilson, Guadalupe County line, he ran off the roadway and crashed out and was found deceased in his vehicle. At this time, we don't know if it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound or if he was shot by our local resident who engaged him in gunfire.
Adrian, the question then remains, I know maybe it is too soon, maybe that will be the report, that the response from authorities. Does the conversation again then bring up the whole issue of gun control in the United States?
Well, this is a bit of a game changer in the gun control issue because forever Democrats have been arguing that we need fewer guns, and Republicans and the president himself have said guns in the hands of right people can end mass shootings like this and as they're happening. So the fact that this guy, the neighbor, went and got his own rifle, gave chase, then allegedly deterred the gunman from continuing his shooting spree and possibly killed him, will be again brought up in Congress, and that factor is going to be also brought up. So the president will likely say, were it not for this man with his own rifle who was using it as a responsible citizen, this man could have killed everyone in the church. So this shooting is going to be less clear. It's going to be tricky, whereas in the past, There's been just a clear case of for Democrats to say that, you know, more guns are going to cause more violence. So it is important to note that there are approximately 626 people in this town, Sutherland Springs, and 4% of its population was killed today because of the act of an assault rifle, which were previously banned, and that ban lapsed, I think, around 2000.
All right. Adrian, though, we can't leave the show without speaking about the main man, Mr. Trump, President Donald Trump. What's the latest?
Yeah, so President Trump, who left on Friday for an 11-day, five-country tour of Asia, where he's expected to bolster ties with South Korea and Japan, also was sort of stopped short by the shooting. I have a statement of what he said, a clip of what he said for you. He decried the Texas shooting as an act of evil and called it horrific. And this, I believe it's Monday morning where he is in Tokyo. So here is a clip for you of Trump.
My administration will provide its full support to the great state of Texas and all local authorities investigating this horrible crime. I've spoken just a few minutes ago with Governor Abbott. And we offer our thanks to the first responders, the FBI, all of the many people involved, both federal and otherwise. Ultimately, they stopped the suspect and rendered immediate life-saving aid to certain victims of the shooting. I will continue to follow the developments closely. All of America is praying to God to help the wounded and the families of the victims. We will never, ever leave their side. Ever.
Okay. And, yeah.
So, I mean, he played a round of golf with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on Sunday. After he toured Pearl Harbor for the first time in Hawaii. So not much has been done on his trip abroad. I'm not sure if he's going to cut it short. He does have some important negotiations with China to try to compel them to take a tougher stance against North Korea. Nobody knows what's going to happen on that end.
All right. And Adrian, very quickly, though, I do want to talk about the Democrats feeling betrayed. What's this one about?
Sure. Donna Brazile, former Democratic National Committee chair, has revealed the details of an agreement forged months before the 2016 primary between the DNC and Hillary Clinton's campaign. The committee allegedly agreed that Clinton could have some control over fundraising strategy and staff decisions in exchange for raising money to fund the organization. The party now hopes to make amends with Senator Bernie Sanders supporters, many of whom already felt at odds with the Democratic establishment after Sanders was knocked out of the race. Now, Tuesday, again, is Election Day. The gubernatorial elections in Virginia and New Jersey are being seen as a referendum on Donald Trump's presidency, with nearly a third of likely voters saying that he is a factor. Now, Democratic candidate Ralph Northam in Virginia is up against his Republican counterpart Ed Gillespie, who is pulling ahead. Meanwhile, in New Jersey, Phil Murphy, the Democrat, is against the Republican Kim Guadagnino. Have both sort of thrown centrism out the window and gone extreme. Murphy, the Democrat, is promising to make New Jersey a sanctuary state, while Guadagnino warns against violent undocumented immigrants. So there's a lot of fear mongering going on in these elections.
Oh, we only wait to see what will happen. Adrian Bruni, thank you so much for joining us once again on the show. We chat again on Wednesday.
Sounds great, Abs.
Thank you so much to you.